Welcome to Digital Business, brought to you by UMIS Consultancy. My name's Stuart Blake, and today I'm joined by David Taplin. Hi, David.
Hi, Stuart.
With the volume of email spam, is email marketing still an effective way to reach customers?
Well, yeah, it's a good question, Stuart. There is a lot of spam out there via email, and it has been an ongoing problem for a number of years. But if we look at the life cycle of email marketing over the last decade, originally it was to tart up emails that were just text-based and actually give a little bit of a marketing feel to the emails that people were sending out, which was very novel, you know, at the time. Unfortunately, people started abusing that and jumping on board and using the email marketing systems and platforms in a bad way, thus creating the spam that we know and hate today. However, I feel that it's actually come full circle now. So what people are realising is that used in an effective and targeted way, an email marketing campaign can actually be a very powerful tool and something that I feel that every business should have as part of their collateral in their marketing strategy.
So why would you carry out an email marketing campaign?
So some of the main reasons, I guess, that we've identified why you should carry out an email campaign are, I guess, the obvious one, which is promotion and sales. So, you know, if you're a new company and you want to start promoting yourself via emails, then that's a great way to start. If you're selling something, so potentially to new or existing customers, then again, it's a great instant way to get your message across and hopefully get some conversions out of that. You've also got the general news and updates. So usually for, you know, a very effective way of marketing and giving information to your existing base, but there are news and updates that can be sent to cold people as well and be just as effective. And the third sort of way that we've identified is just for information or informative purposes. So this primarily is, for example, good in the blogging field. So, you know, good articles that link to various other websites or existing customers that are interested in hearing what you've got to say, and you're using the email in more of a content-driven way as opposed to a salesy way. So they're sort of three very good reasons why you should be using email marketing.
Who you send these emails to is evidently very important. Who should you be targeting?
The whole effectiveness of an email marketing campaign is based really and solely around who you're going to be sending these emails to. Now, there are people that you can send emails to, and there are people that really you should be sending them to if you want to create an effective campaign. Now, who you could send them to are obviously existing customers. You can send them to people that aren't your customer, but they've signed up for a newsletter, for example, or an email. And there's obviously the very cold stage, if you like, which is just a database or a list of people that really don't know you until they receive that email. Now, of those three, we would suggest that you use the first two that I've mentioned there. So start collecting a database of emails either via your site or via promotions, via downloads, getting people to sign up, and then, you know, having them show an interest in what you've got to say and promote them that way. And obviously your existing customers, so they've obviously bought from you or they're interested in your product or service, and we feel that it's a good opportunity for you to send out regular, useful, interesting content that potentially would interest them and make them buy again.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for listening to Digital Business. For further information on this or any of our podcasts, please visit www.umisconsultancy.com.